Last but not least, Radiohead has a new release called The Bends, which is in stores today. Thom Yorke and Johnny Green, Thom Yorke and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead appear at Tower Records tonight for what is about an 11 o'clock start time for an in-store acoustic performance. Both Thom Yorke and Johnny Greenwood join us next in live performance here on Morning Becomes Eclectic. First off, one from the new release, The Bends, which, as I say, is in stores today. Radiohead next, as Morning Becomes Eclectic. Phil Selway, Colin Greenwood, Ed O'Brien, Johnny Greenwood, and Thom Yorke, collectively known as Radiohead, from the album The Bends, which is in stores today from Capitol Records, High and Dry. I'm Chris DeRitas, Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. Thom Yorke and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead appear tonight at Tower Sunset for what is an in-store acoustic performance. It starts about 11 o'clock. I couldn't remember the exact time, but I think it's like...
It's actually going to be the whole band.
Is it really
the whole band's here. We're going to do...
Okay, well, see, obviously my information was a little... Scary.
Yeah, well, we couldn't decide, and then we decided, no, we'd have to do it, the whole band, really.
I see.
Much more fun, though.
And how come the whole band's not here this morning? They're sleeping in?
They're sleeping, you know. We're the only mugs.
Well, it's good to see you guys, anyhow. That's and thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, then, how the band, fares in a store.
In a record shop, yes.
Do you do that very often with the whole band?
Never.
We try not to make a habit of it.
Did it once in Paris and just had all these old people coming in off the streets to complain, which is great.
The album is called The Bends, and when I look at the cover, I almost get them, because the look of the cover, is this somebody who is suffering from the bends on the cover?
No, it's a kind of a dummy figure that I took and treated and played around with, did the colours, changed the colours, and so on. It's... kind of difficult to explain, really.
Mm. Well, you know, with a title like that, it makes me wonder if there was a sort of paralysis that happened in the making of the record, or...
Mm-hmm. There was.
There was.
There was. It was a difficult record to make for a lot of reasons. Well, one of the reasons, I think, was creep, obviously, and the endless touring and the fact that we'd been playing an album that was... essentially 3 years old, and everyone was basically writing us off as the band that had done that song, really, and, well, a lot of people were, so we had to come back with a whole album that proved that we weren't, and there was just so much pressure on us.
That's a double-edged sword, isn't it? I hear that time and again from a band that comes along and is doing some great work, and then they have one song that maybe a format might latch onto.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll drill that song into a ground.
Exactly.
Know? And it's double-edged sword for the band and for the label. A label is often very scared of a format latching onto what might be a novelty song of sorts.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it was a novelty song in some ways, but I mean, it's a very good one. I think more to the point, it was difficult to know where we stood, you know. I mean, we came back to America. Where did we land? Seattle, and we played a show in Seattle, and we didn't know whether anybody would still remember who we were, you know. It's that sort of feelings, because if you have a hit with a song like that, it's like, you know, the song is much bigger than the band, and there's still sort of, we're quite paranoid about the way we're going to be.
That's very interesting what you just said, that the song was bigger than the band.
Oh, yeah, well, it was.
Definitely. Easier to market, I think.
Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm loud, aren't I?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, it gets to a point where when you go to a show, even though you want to sort of leave the last record behind and play all new stuff, you really can't do that, can you? I mean, you could, but you'd almost be...
Well, it's bizarre. There's this MTV audience that goes and sees live shows, and they'd come and then they'd see Creep and then they'd go. And so we'd get people to stop them at the door and say, well, you know, and why did you do this? Do you hate the rest of the band? And they said, well, no, we do this to all bands. You know, we do this to Nirvana. We do this. We just like the video and go and see the song live and then leave.
Wow.
So there's always like 10 people at every show.
The word mindless springs to mind.
That is unbelievable. I didn't realize that was actually happening.
Yeah, it was
bizarre.
Yeah.
So you would say that this is partly due to video, television, music television?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's you know,
it's weird. I mean, it's good in a way, because they'd never go and see a live show normally.
Sure.
So maybe it's a good way in. Mm. but sing some raw music.
We're coming back this time, and in some ways we're kind of, we've made what we think is a brilliant record, and but we're kind of ready to start from scratch again, really, because we know that all the rest is can I say bullshit on the radio? Well, I just did.
No expectations, I think.
Well, when you pulled yourself out of this paralysis that you're speaking of, what was it that catapulted you? The creativity, the songs that started coming, that sort of thing?
The songs were being written as we went along. The songs didn't stop coming. The paralysis was really being paranoid about what people would think of us rather than anything else. So the creativity just came from a confidence in the songs again. You know, we'd basically lost all our confidence by the time we hit the studio the first time. And then the songs kind of came through despite us being so paranoid about it. So, you know, the creativity was just from the fact that the songs were good.
Yeah, and then you have to come to a point where you realize that it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks, it matters what...
Yeah, which is a very... You'd be surprised how difficult that is, really.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
obviously, you pulled it off. So we're going to head into what is an acoustic set. This, I guess, is a song that's from the album, am I right?
That's right, Chris. I'm going to do a song called Street Spirit.
Street Spirit, fantastic. It's Radiohead's Tom York and Johnny Greenwood in live performance on KCRW. The new album is called The Bends. It's in stores today.
Thank you.
Radiohead's Tom York on vocals and guitar, Johnny Greenwood on guitar. That's from the new release, The Bends, which is in stores today on Capitol Records. We heard a live acoustic performance here in the studio. Street Spirit is the name of the song. Fantastic. Really, thanks for doing that. I know. Okay. Yes, you were concerned about the high range of
it. Well, I think I've just woken up. An extremely sugary cup of coffee, and now I'm all right.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking a stab at that one. It really sounds nice over here. You guys all come from Oxford, England, mm-hmm. right? And I understand that you went to high school together. Everybody in the band has pretty much known everybody for, 10 years or so?
That's right, Chris. It's like we're quite a broad age range, however. It's like,
you're the youngest, aren't you, Johnny?
Yeah, I was kind of basically following my elder brother around, begging to let me in the band since I had short trousers on earlier. And finally they let me after playing about 3 or 4 different instruments. So they said, learn this instrument. So I went and learned how to play keyboards, and they said, no, we don't like keyboards anymore.
Yeah, actually, no.
And so harmonica.
Yeah. That was me. That was my fault. And then he came to rehearsal with guitar, and he could already play better than me. He'd only had it a week. So we had to let him play it, really.
So how much older is Colin than you?
Colin's like 2.5 years older than me, and Ed is a year older than Colin, and Phil's 2 years older than Colin.
Actually, we better say hello to them, because they're probably all getting up now. So, hello, everyone. Get up.
Well, so how did you guys come together then as a band, if you were all various ages? And
It's just we were all at school and just bumped into each other really, and I'd been in this band and it was horrible, and the drummer had a huge ego and used to throw sticks around, so I thought I'd had to form my own band really. So.
And so you've been playing as Radiohead for how long?
For 3 years, 2.5, 3 years.
Well, yeah,
but we've been writing and rehearsing for about 5 or 6 years. Mm.
Did you have names before Radiohead?
Oh, every
we
week,
did.
Yes,
we did have
a whole gamut, a plethora, many plethora. Many names,
plethora of names.
Do any come to mind?
Yeah.
Most of them awful.
Yeah.
So any good one that you can share with us?
Music was my favourite.
What?
Music.
We were going to be called Music.
Just Music.
That was my idea. With a Greek U first letter. But that was extremely pretentious.
And what? And then the K at the end.
Yeah, but someone's done it already.
So. Oh, Music with a K. Yeah.
No, with a U, with a Greek letter.
God.
Wouldn't that be pretentious?
Yeah. Mm. And he also wanted to...
We've had lots of
terrible
ideas.
Terrible ideas.
I guess a bad topic, yeah. Radiohead is an interesting name as well. It was
actually just a pathetic attempt to get on radio, really.
Was it?
Yeah.
Actually, Tom Waits said that, there's a song on his Bone Machine album, I think, that talks about... In a Coliseum. Do you know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He says, exactly. He goes, I figure if I put Coliseum in a song, I'll end up playing in a Coliseum. Kind of like if you put radio in a song that gets played on the radio.
Yeah. Didn't work.
Didn't work, But it worked for you guys.
Until today.
Yeah, sort of. Kind of, yeah. Mm.
I guess this next one is this Bulletproof? Are we going to
do
the
new one?
The new one?
Oh, should we do the new one first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've never been played before.
The working title is Subterranean Homesick Alien.
Now, you guys were still working this out as we did the sound check here, so...
Yes, yeah. I don't expect too much.
So this is actually a premiere, then?
This is Indulgent, sorry.
Okay. Tom York and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead live on KCRW.
Yeah, you got to start.
Of the morning, I keep forgetting the smell of the warm summer air. I live in a town where you can't smell a thing. You watch your feet for cracks in the pavement. Oh. Up above, angels hover, making home movies for the folks back home. Of all these weird creatures who lock up their spirits, drill holes in themselves, and live for their secrets. I wish they'd swoop down in a country lane, late at night when I'm driving. Show me on board their beautiful ship, show me the world as I'd love to see. To all my friends, but they'd never believe me. They think that I'd finally lost it completely. I'd show them the stars and the meaning of life. It shut me away, but I'd be all
Radiohead, Tom York on vocal and guitar work, Johnny Greenwood on guitar. It's the two of them acoustic here in the studios at KCRW, a song called Subterranean Homesick Alien, which is, that's first time it's been heard, so there's your premiere.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, you guys, are you writing all the time? Is this something that's just brand new?
It's a bodily function for us.
It's
just seeps out.
Yeah, this is part of the frustration from last year was that we had... you know, had tapes of all the new songs for ages and ages, but never had a chance to record them. We actually went for one stretch of touring for a year and a half without having one rehearsal, but just playing every night, which is really bizarre for us. Couldn't even get 10 minutes just for our own amusement. It was like always just for the shows.
We were a jukebox.
Yeah. You know, a lot of bands speak to that sort of concern and that problem. James, really, that the band James really had a problem with that. That's why they cranked out what... 2-3 albums in the last...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because they just want to get it out when they record it and not have to wait for the artwork and the marketing.
Plus we had, when we were at school, we would never play a concert. We'd always just rehearse and write songs. We played 2 or 3 concerts a year, maybe.
Yeah.
But we never... We just really had a big change of role.
But there is a danger to that, though. If you keep spewing stuff out, you know, no one's doing a selection or anything. There's two sides to the argument. I'd hate to think that we got into a situation like Prince where we insisted on releasing 4 albums a year. Well, anyway, we wouldn't, would we? No. But anyway, I'm not saying that all the songs are brilliant by any means.
It's a balance, I guess. Yeah. You know, you have to get it out there and you have to let people know and focus the world on a certain part of the album and that sort of thing. Yeah. And then be on with it, yeah.
Exactly.
We should mention that you'll be joined by the rest of the band members
tonight.
At Tower Sunset. For I get there by 11 o'clock because I think you guys are going on maybe about 11:30.
11, I think, yeah.
It's 11. Near 11, I don't know, I'm not sure. But there'll be lots of amplifiers there. So it'll be nice
lots of amplifiers.
Yeah.
So if you can't get in, maybe just stand outside the door.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay. That's at Tarasota tonight. Tom York, Johnny Greenwood, Ed O'Brien, Colin Greenwood, Phil Selway, all of Radiohead in a full band performance. We're hearing an acoustic set this morning, and this is actually yet another song from the album.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Bulletproof. Yeah? Okay. Okay. This is a song called Bulletproof, .. I Wish I Was.
Radiohead, Tom York and Johnny Greenwood in the studio. Bulletproof, .. I Wish I Was. It's Tom York on vocal and guitar work, and Johnny Greenwood guitar as well. The two from Radiohead. The album is called The Bends. It's in stores today, and we're hearing an acoustic performance here in the studio. That song you'll find on the new release, and in fact, the entire band is doing an in-store performance tonight at Tower Sunset. Get there by 10:45, 11 o'clock, and you won't miss it. And this is an album that you've, by the way, dedicated to a guy called Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
who I don't know
much about,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a comedian who died last year. I don't really know that much about him. I know that in Britain, a couple of days after he died, Channel 4, one of the TV stations in Britain, did a documentary on him, and it had a really big effect on me. I think it was like in the middle of when we were doing the album, and like, you know, he was a man that had just an incredible amount of energy and conviction and strong beliefs, and with all that actually managed to be incredibly funny as well. And
so where was he from? I mean,
I'm not sure whether it was Canada or America. Actually, I have to admit my ignorance. You know, really, it just the dedication from him is simply because of that energy and that conviction. And it was such a shame that he died, because he had so much more to give, I think.
So it's essentially his conviction to creativity, the creative spirit.
Yeah, the guy. You know, I think if people sort of saw some of it, they'd understand why I love him so much.
Well, it certainly makes me want to know more.
Yeah.
So I'll
well, try. So yeah, that was kind of the point, I think.
I'll search it out. We're going to go out with a song that, from my understanding, is really speaking about the concerns you voiced earlier about the way everybody latched on Creep. I'm talking about My Iron Lung.
Mm. Hopefully it wasn't just that, you know, the grey area that I was having at the time was the difficulty between writing a song about being a rock star, which has got to be the most boring subject in the world, and actually writing something that means something to everybody, you know.
Well, that's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, to write in a sort of universal context.
Man. Yeah.
I really appreciate you guys taking the time to come down here this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Chris. It's been the most fun acoustic session we've done for ages.
Yes, it has.
Well, it gets you up early, too. Now you can enjoy the day.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Tom York and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead. The album is called The Bends. It's in stores today. They'll be in store tonight at Tower Sunset for a full band performance. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.